Blog Talk Radio.
Well, shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Jaina. Sorry about the delay. Kind of got caught up today this morning. Had to do some ripping and running around. But we made it. All praises. Let me play a song for a minute, and then I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Shalom. Glad to be here today, first day of the week. You know how it is when you got one day out of the week to do the things that you need to do. Everybody's been calling me like, are you all right? What's going on with the show? I'm glad everybody is concerned. But, yeah, I was kind of running a little late today. But we here. All praises to the Most High Yah. I thank you guys for being so diligent and committed. It means a lot. It really does. It's worth, you know, all the money and the time that we have spent just to know that somebody thinks enough of us to even listen. It's a blessing. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty God. Is Brother Donia on here? Brother Donia, if you could push one. I know he here. There you go. All right. Let me get him on here. Shalom.
Shalom, Sister Yaina. Happy Freedom Day. Hallelujah.
No question about that. Isn't it a blessing to be free?
Wait a minute,
let me ask you a question. How can you possibly be free and still in the land of your captivity? I just want to know that.
The punishment was given by the Almighty Yah. So when he made this decree of 400 years, he ended the punishment under his reign, his auspices. This was his baby. You understand? The nations that we are captive under, they don't have any clue, you understand, as to even why we were chosen for this punishment. You understand? If we notice that we didn't do anything to those nations that hold us captive, you understand?
That's true.
This was ordained by the Creator because
that's
of
true.
Our disobedience. Hallelujah.
Hmm. You know, that's amazing, just to be able to say we did nothing to these people for them to come and get a specific group of people and put them under captivity, so it had to be the power of Yah. And look at where
that
we're sitting at today. The power
absolutely
of the Most High
correct. They have, look at right now today, they have as us slated as the number one group of peoples, the black folks, is the number one people, you understand, that's committing all of these atrocities and things in this society when that's not even true. So they come up with stuff, you understand. See, what happens with most things and most people, you understand, when somebody says something out their mouth, it's already put out there in the air. So you're going to have a lot of people believing what they say, you understand, over what the truth is. You understand? Because you can't call them. They don't say, oh, that's not true. They're not going to go with that. They're going to go with what they heard. You understand?
That's
in
true.
The beginning. You know, so but see, here's the thing. This is just my opinion. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
It's all going to be revealed at the time that the Almighty gives that puts on it. Not our time. See, we want this stuff to be over because it's horrendous. I'm talking about it breaks your heart every time you look, open the door or look on the news. It's just so heartbreaking. And we want this stuff to end. We got to pray for our ending. You understand? We got to let the Almighty know that we are sick and tired of being sick and tired. You understand? We want out of this. You understand? At your earliest convenience, Most High, please get us out of this mess. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hold on. Area code 405, your mic is open. You're on air.
Yes, I'd like to answer that question about, you know, being free and still in the land of our captivity. You know, I was thinking, as Brother Donai was talking, was that we are, it's just like a football game. It's like having the ball now on their territory.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have to thank Yah for chastising us.
Yes, that's correct.
And giving us the ball back so that we'll be able to run. See, we still got a race to run.
You better say that.
We have the opportunity to know that he's hearing us and he's with us because we got the ball now.
That is correct.
We can run this race with freedom, with knowing that whatever we ask, in his name, hallelujah, And we can know that he's with us and that he's going to carry us through. Definitely, we're going to see this through. Meanwhile, we get the opportunity to see what is going to happen or when he's going to judge this nation for what they did.
That's what he said. That's what he said. So
I couldn't have said that any better. You are absolutely correct.
Let me ask you a question. So how do you feel being free right now at this moment?
It feels like, I feel like, you know how you feel like when you pay the bill?
I know that's right.
You feel like, I can walk in my house and think my life is paid for.
Right. Hallelujah.
That
we paid the price. They sent and served.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you know, that's a nice way to put it. You just feel light.
Yes.
You know, it's like the stress of it all is over. It's a feeling of lightness. It's like it's just like there was a heavy weight on us at first, and it's like it's just the leaders lifted it from us, and you just feel light.
That is correct. Exactly how I feel. It alleviates the pressure that was on us, man. When are we going to be free? How is this going to happen? Oh, my God, I don't know. I'm scared to go outside. See,
it's
we got that pain. We got that pressure lifted up off of us. We know that it's on Almighty now. He's going to take care of us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, and like everybody said, woe unto them, because, you know, what I said yesterday kind of registered with me. He made them sign that bill into law so that they could know that they, the nation, that's about to be judged.
That is correct.
Right there. I mean, that alone right there is just mind-blowing, you know, because why else would they do something like that? You know what I mean? It's like, wow.
That is correct. He wasn't coasted by me or you. It was the Almighty, you understand, that made us to let us know that he is still with us and he's coming to get us. That's what it was all about. It wasn't about what he thought, man, or even why they even had that thing drawn up. It's about our punishment being released from the Almighty Yah. He's the one that put this punishment on us. They didn't do that. They just been the tool that they used, you understand, to chastise us, and we needed that. We needed to be chastised.
Hallelujah. We sure did. Powerful stuff. I mean, this is supernatural stuff right here. It's powerful. We made it to the point, and now we're in that waiting period like we talked about yesterday. There's a waiting period, you know, and it's really a grace period for us to get buckled down and get prepared, because once it hits, it's gonna be hellacious, I'm telling you.
That is correct.
I was
just
telling my grandson that today while he was helping me unload my groceries and stuff. I said, now it's time to start buckling down. The curse is over. Now we got to start really putting some plans into action. I told him, I said, if anything ever happens, whether you see a ship or whether there's a siren going off for war and they pull school buses up to the school to get y'all and take you in a location, you leave. Because you all are in walking distance of your house. Don't get on nobody's bus and go nowhere with nobody. So now it's time to start doing drills and stuff and making sure everybody knows what they need to do.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, I ain't going, Grandma. I'm going to sneak out and get my brother, and we come, because they ain't but 5-minute walk away from their house. You go home. You make sure you make it home and you go in that house. And we're going to buckle down and put some water up in there and do everything that we need to do to make sure everybody good, because the worst thing you want to do is go stand in line with everybody else.
That's the worst thing.
You don't want to have to do that.
That is correct.
You know, Yah's amazing. He is amazing on how he set this thing in place. He has put this in order for such a time as this. You know?
And we're going to be happy. It's no doubt in my mind that we ain't going to be happy. You understand? To have your own and to be working towards your own project, you understand, and everything, you understand? That's a relief by itself.
Yes, it is. And you know, the thing about it is, I think the problem that the people of the other nations is having is that we really ain't talking about being here. You know what I'm
okay.
saying? There's no challenge anymore because nobody's talking about wanting anything or fighting for anything here. Everybody's talking about it's time for us to go.
Absolutely. You understand? You know, and they can't stand that. You know, and see, they can't stand it for this wise. Is that because they're not the one that's holding the strings to us.
That's
no more.
True. That's
they don't
true.
Hold
that
the strings to us no more. We get a chance to make a decision on our own without their input. Hallelujah.
That's Yah. You know what I'm saying? Yah said, no, I'm coming to get my people. I'm coming to get them. So everybody can keep doing what they're doing. You know, and now I look around and I see all the people. I even see the people different now. You know what I'm saying? If that makes
yeah.
any sense. You know, I just look
yeah.
at I look at everybody different now. I'm like, okay, everybody has their opportunity to play their role, you know, because he contracted everybody to play their role, and everybody has played their role. All the nations have been paid for their services. They was able to be on top that. All of them have been rich. They done got rich. The nations have got rich. Now y'all getting ready to come on the scene and throw a monkey wrench in the whole program.
Absolutely. I agree with that wholeheartedly.
Yes, he's going to come and throw a monkey wrench in it, especially if they refuse to let us go when the time comes. Because some people will say, well, if y'all want out, you can get out now. No, we don't have to go running because the Most High will make sure that we don't have to go running. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be law-abiding citizens. We're going to follow his laws, statutes, and his commandments. And when the time comes, when he says it's ready, we will be more than happy to walk up out of here, no problem at all whatsoever. I think everybody's ready to go.
You know, and it's going to be revealed. Oh, you know, we got a lot of brothers that are sitting on the fence. Oh, this is not, I told y'all what nothing going to happen, you know, and all of that stuff. Man, we got to wait on the Almighty. This is his thing. This ain't ours. You understand? Of course, if it was ours, we'd be out of here already. And then, but most of the time, we cause our own problems, most of the time.
Well, that's because they don't read, Brother Donnie. Most of the people that's saying that don't read. They don't read the scriptures. They don't know what's going on in the world events. They don't know what's happening with the world economy. They just looking at the sky because the sky blue and the sun out. They think it's business
yeah.
as usual. But that's not
yeah.
the case. That's really not the case. It's really a mess
Absolutely.
Going on.
Absolutely. You understand? Absolutely. You understand?
You know, they don't read and they don't pay attention. And that's what happens. Hold on. Let me get this mic open. Area code 912, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
Yeah, I heard that, Sister Yaina. I was listening to a thing where they were trying to debunk the 400 years last night, and it was kind of comical because the guy that was doing it, I mean, it's like you said, unlearn with the scriptures and stuff, and you know, teach everything. He showed us what we need, where how it is. And this guy was just basically, matter of fact, and then he goes, well, I thought we supposed to be gone by now. That's what they said, right? We supposed to
mm-hmm.
be out of here. And I'm sitting there like, man, you so ignorant. Quit
yep.
teaching our people.
Don't even know.
You gonna be that ignorant.
Don't even know. Don't even know. They don't read. And guess what? You know what the sad part about it is, Brother Yerushalayim? These people follow these people. They have droves and droves of people that follow behind yep. them. And lead them astray. And it's really, really sad that the same thing is happening in Israel that's been happening in the church. I don't know what it is that draws those people to those type of people, but they don't read the story. They don't know the story. And you can tell
that
them when they open up their mouth, they don't know the story.
That is correct. Absolutely. You understand? They do not read the book. See, here's the thing is that you can't read a couple of passages or a couple of verses in that book and make it equate to it's only going to meet your criteria. You understand? But if they read the book from the beginning until the end, you understand? I'm an Old Testament follower, so I read the Old Testament from Genesis to Malachi. But that does not mean that you're supposed to stop at Malachi. If you feel the need to go into the New Testament or the Maccabee story or Josephus, that's on you. But if you read that book from Genesis to Malachi, it gives you the whole breakdown. It'll let you know everything from my perspective.
It does.
You understand?
It does.
That's just my opinion. You understand? Hallelujah.
And, you know, and it does. And, all, like I said, the Old Testament is rich with stuff. And it's still not fulfilled. It's rich. And I believe in the whole book of Genesis and Revelation. But that Old Testament is rich. And, I mean, like I said, you can all and you can always tell a leader about how learned they are when they open up their mouth about the scripture. And you know what? And they're angry because we done broke it down. I don't know how many more times we got to break it down. We done broke it down so many times and showed you so many times the order of things, how it's going to happen according to what Yah said, and how that Egypt was not the fort. We done broke it down so many times, but they'll put something on YouTube and still have 50,000 followers. And, you know, you look like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That people don't want to study. And I've come to the conclusion that people just don't want to study. They want someone to lead them around by the nose. They don't want to study. They don't.
Yeah. We've been, see, what happened here is that we've been hoodwinked and bamboozled. You understand?
Yep.
And to the point where, you understand, nobody picks up the book. We just listen to what somebody tells us. You understand what I'm saying? Now, some of the things that you hear, you understand, can be understood, and you can probably follow some of that stuff. But at some point, you understand, you're going to have to pick up the book to find out what's really going on. You understand what I'm saying? You can't just go by what somebody tell you. You understand? You're never going to get it. You understand? Until the Almighty, our God, you understand, decides, well, I had enough of this. I'm going to straighten this all out. You understand? And he's going to do that. He has the ability to do that. Remember now, you know, it wasn't, you know, he didn't ask you or me, well, what should I do? He didn't say that at all throughout the whole book and any other book. You understand? This is all him. You understand? Because of our disobedience, you understand, we had to be chastised. And we just trampled all of his integrity amongst the host of heaven. We made him look like a fool amongst all of the hosts of heaven, you understand, especially when we took on the other gods, you understand, and we gave all of what he gave us to the other gods. What kind of fool is he?
And he warned us over and over and over again, don't do it. Because if you do it, this was going to happen to you.
Sure.
And we just didn't believe it. We didn't believe fat meat was greasy. We just didn't believe it.
That's true.
You know? Until we found ourselves sitting here. And we realized this ain't the land of opportunity. This is the land of our captivity. It is.
That is correct.
You know? And now the opportunity you have now is to be able to know the truth. Because the Bible says, you know the truth shall make you free. And that's the truth. It is really something, I'm telling you. But, like I said, people will still listen to them. I done heard so many Hebrew teachers on YouTube talking about unnecessary things. Unnecessary things. It's like, well, you know that y'all following them, so
yeah,
we'll let it be the way it is. Ain't nothing you can do about it. And you know, I'm not going to say a word. I ain't going to say no names or none of that stuff. I just let it be.
So
this is serious business. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
I want to make a comment. I just want to make a comment. And, you know, when I was watching that videotape the other night, last night, by the, you know, all I call them is the ABC camp. You know, you're trying to debunk the 400 years. You know, mm-hmm. something that made me feel sad, that hit my spirit, and that we can't even, as black people, Israelites, we can't even enjoy the fact of being an Israelite, because we got to always invite somebody else in, and then when we invite somebody else in, they always putting their spin on stuff. I understand what you said before, one time, you know, because we don't know who's who, but if this day that the lineage goes through the fall.
Yeah.
And I'm sick and tired of seeing these brothers teaching our people that I know doggone well that your dad ain't no Hebrew. I know Israelite. Your dad's
mm-hmm.
not causing all this confusion. I can't even sit down 5 minutes for one of them in your face talking about what they know. Please, for all you, because I'm going to be honest with you. I look at what's going on in this nation. All that stuff we've been through in this nation as a people. There wasn't no Mexican helping us. There wasn't no Native American helping us. I'm sorry. I take this on me. It's not on the nation of Yehuda. This is my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But there wasn't no Native American helping us. All of a sudden this stuff happening to them. They ain't studying us. Now everybody care about kids being put in cages. Well, what about our kids being fed alligators?
Yeah.
You know, all of a sudden everybody want to cry, and it's all these atrocities. Now, I'm not mocking what these people are going through. I'm not. I feel sorry for them. I hope they happy. But what I'm saying is, I don't want you to be coming down, sitting, people coming down, sitting at my table, looking me in my face, equating what they going through what they going through today. For what we've been through for the past 400 years.
That's right.
That's correct.
That's right. It's not right. And any brother out here supporting that, you know, I have a problem with him. When you're giving away the daughters of Zion to the old half Negro looking people,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Dang, I'm sorry. It hit my spirit when I was sitting there saying that, and you stand up looking that kind of crazy way, because what made me feel that way was I got up and looked at my beard this morning,
mm-hmm.
and it's not as it can be. I got little round beads on it.
Okay.
I mean, a bunch of them. You could clearly see them. And then I go back and I look at that wall, that relief picture of the Lachish relief, and how they depicted the children of Israel. And they had these little beads on their beards. That's me.
That's okay.
I ain't seen no blue hair. I ain't seen no straight hair. That's
right.
Me. So why, you know, and I mean, maybe I'm starting to get to the point where I'm starting to get really jealous and really and defensive of my people and my nation. Maybe I'm getting to that point. And I don't mean no offense to the other nation. Godspeed to them.
Yep.
But I ain't got to worry about them. I'm worried about us.
I know that.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
I feel the same way.
I'm sorry. I hope I wasn't taking up too much time. But I'm sorry.
No, you don't have to apologize. No, I feel the same way. It's time for us to worry about us. And, you know, I feel that way about Africa. I don't have no issue with the Africans. Godspeed to them. I'm like you. But right now we need to focus on us. You know,
absolutely.
It's like the same thing with them. I'm sorry for the things that have happened to you. I understand the research and all the stuff that people have researched and the EB1 and whatever else they're talking about with the DNA. I understand all that. I don't have no issue with that. But right now, Judah has to do something in America. We got something we have to do. And we completed that 400 years, and we're going to continue to move forward because everything is contingent upon us right now. And we're going to do what we have to do.
Absolutely.
And that's how I feel about that. Now, if it's some over there that's Israelites, when the time comes and the boats hit that land, be on the boat. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And I have all, you know what I'm saying, all the compassion in the world. But at the same time, we got a lot to do in this country because we the ones that served the 400 years. No other country has stepped up to take that right there.
That is
Nobody.
Absolutely correct. Continue.
That's just how I feel. I'm with you on that one.
Yeah, because, you know, it's disheartening. You know, you get on that, and these are the ones that are debunking it for 400 years. I watched this young, whatever he is, young man with a bunch of Israelites standing around here. I hope they're on the line listening. This ain't Nation of Youth. This is Brother Yerushalayim I'm talking. If they out here listening. I'm telling you, I watch him stand there with them talking about some, where you going? Well, this is what we said yesterday in class. I'll repeat it today. Well, when they were sitting on that boat and it was dry and there was no rain falling, 8 people with a bunch of animals, and they were saying the same thing.
Show was.
You know, you just keep going. Don't you unlearn. Sit down and shut up. And listen to these people. And that's all they got to do is just listen. But I'm watching him teach, and he's trying his best to say this is 400 years in Egypt. And I'm sitting there going, first of all, you don't have any idea of what you're talking about.
That's correct.
Instead of beating us up, won't you worry about getting together yourself and coming together on a common cause? We all going to have some differences.
Right.
But they don't want to. It's all about looking deep. I'm important. I'm the main man. I'm this, my ego. Man, quit worrying about your ego. Worry about all of us. You know, I bet you when they pray at night, they pray just for themselves. They getting something. Because I know when I pray for all of us.
Hallelujah.
It's
Hallelujah.
Crazy. I get tired of it, just listening to it.
I know. I just quit listening to it because at the end of the day, we got enough stuff on there for people that really study and want to know to be able to debunk anything that they say. So I try not to get upset about it. I see your code 678. I'm coming. I try not to get upset about it. I try not to get mad about it. Because at the end of the day, we know what y'all said. And you can't say that we ain't served 400 because we've been here 400 years. Now, you might try to say the one in Genesis 15:13 is Egypt, if that's what you want to say. But we still been here for 400 years.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But like you said yesterday, there's a period where is a waiting period. And that's the period where the naysayers come out. And all the naysayers talk, and Yah is keeping note and taking that. He's keeping note. That's why we tell everybody, please keep your mouth closed. Don't say nothing negative. Stay on the positive and wait on Yah. And like I said, they got people following them. They put these people on the street corners so that people can say, oh, y'all are part of that group? Y'all are part of them people? You know, it's that because it's been going on too long. And now you got the older guys on set aside, and now they got the younger guys out there doing the same old thing. So I want to get upset because the Most High getting ready to deal with them in a minute. Eric code 678, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yes. I was wondering, since the curse is over, will the Most High start answering more of our prayers now?
It depends on what your prayer is. It depends on what it is. Because some people are praying for wealth. Some people are praying for husbands. Some people are praying for cars. Some people are praying for houses. It depends on what the prayer is. Because our main prayer is to get us out of here.
Absolutely. I agree with that.
That's what we're supposed to be praying.
Oh, okay. What about just daily living things like you might need or healings and things like that?
I believe that will eventually come, sis. If you keep on trusting in his word and you go before him, yes, I believe it will eventually come. I do believe that. Yes, ma'am. I do believe that. But there's a scripture that says that we're going to receive those healings in the wilderness. You know, that in the wilderness is where he's going to open the blinded eyes and the ears and that old people are going to leap like gazelles, and he's going to do a lot of things. So, I mean, you know, it just depends, you know, on what it is. But I believe that, you know, the things that go along with Deuteronomy chapter 28, those things were a part of the curse that he put on us, especially the physical things, that those should start subsiding. I believe that they should.
What about the curse on our hair? the female.
Oh, I'm waiting on that, sis. I'm waiting on that. Yes, ma'am. Now, I'm waiting on that one for sure. Yes, ma'am. The daughters of Zion, absolutely. Yes, ma'am. And the overweightness. I'm waiting on that, too. Because that was a part of the curse for the daughters of Zion, most definitely. But, you know, like you said, I keep my mouth shut. I give him praise and glory, and I keep it moving. And guess what? One day you'll look up and somebody will say, man, your hair is really growing, ain't it? What you doing? And you just smiled at him, honey. Say, I'm keeping his laws, statutes, and his commandments.
Are you losing weight?
Yes. Yes, right. Are you losing weight? You are really slimming down. What's going on? And you'll just smile and be like, I'm keeping his laws, statutes, and his commandments, girl. Because there's got to be something that he uses to show the rest of us that are not conscious. It's something different about them. Something is going on. Even though they feel released from under the curse, they don't know it yet.
Can I add something?
Yes, ma'am.
Call before. You know, after the curse, I asked the Most High that I wanted to be released from my mortgage that I have.
Okay.
You know, and I said, you know, because I want to be ready to get out of here. I don't care about anything in here. And so I started asking my kids that are grown but don't even have it. I said, go and see if you can buy my house. I want $500. And they said, Grandma, we can't do it now. We can't do it then. I said, well, okay. And then I was talking to a friend of mine that I retired with, and I said, if anybody wants this, it's theirs. They can have it for this amount. And did you not know he came back and said, I know somebody said they'll give you $5,000 more than what you asked for.
See?
So it's not impossible.
It's not.
It
depends on what you ask for. Like I said, if it's within the right will of Yah, it's going to happen anyway, because we're going to come out with great wealth. And I don't believe we're going to be poor all the way up to the end. But I, like you said, Jacob's going to be saved out of it. So we know he's got something in store for us. We just have to wait and see. And you don't know how many people have told me, you know, since about my hair. Because I got a lot of it, a lot of it. It's very thick, even though I'm an older lady. But it's not as long as I would like it to be. And they were like, man, I see your hair all the way down your back. And my mom's hair is down her back. I'm the only one that looks like a Negro, okay? I'm not going to tell you the truth. I got the Kunta Kinte stuff over here. I'm the one, right? But I'm like, okay, that's cool. You know, and I'm like, okay, when this get ready to come to pass? Because I'm ready, you know. But we have to wait on y'all. And those are the things that matter to us the most. You know, of course we want to be in good health, you know, but we got to still do what we need to do to stay there. We got to start working out. We got to start walking. If you can, do whatever you can do. And watch what he does. He'll change. Just like you feel free, you're gonna feel well. Watch. All you gotta do is trust him and not complain. That's all you gotta do is trust him and not complain. That's it. All you gotta do is trust him and not complain. And watch him do what he say he's gonna do. Those things I look for. Area code 337, your mic is open, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that a lot of people focusing on Israel, but it's all about the Most High. And we're in a time now where the Most High is being uplifted, because he's been dealing great. Nobody seems to know who he is.
Yeah, that's true. Praise the Lord. How you doing, Brother Leonard? Shalom, shalom.
What's up?
How you been? You come up, we going to see you in Washington, D.C.?
Oh, I'm sending some scouts out there, but I don't think I'm coming.
Oh my gosh! All right, well, we're gonna be praying for you. I promise we will. We'll be praying.
Okay.
Sorry we can't miss you, but we definitely wanted to meet you for sure.
Okay.
I'll pray to the Most High, Yah. But yeah, you know, we gotta focus on. We can't tempt Yah. That's the worst thing we can do is tempt that way. You said, because Yah don't never go against His word. That's one thing you don't never have to worry about. His word is going to come back. It ain't coming back void. So we don't have to remind him of that. He knows what he said. And he's going to do what he said he's going to do. We just have to trust him. And that's a daily walk every day, because every day something throws itself up against you to make you feel like, well, that ain't going to happen. There ain't nobody but the enemy. We ain't going to do that. We're going to keep it moving, because he's never failed me. Never.
That was our topic on yesterday in our assembly at Rebirth. And it was Yah will do what he said he will do.
Yes, he will. I believe that. I've had enough experience with his sister to know that he has never let me down. Like my mom said, he always on time. Now, he might not come when you want him, but he always on time. And he's going to do what he said he's going to do, period.
Hallelujah.
And all the people that believed in the 400 years and all the people that gave him some praise and all the people that's going to do what Deuteronomy 30 told them to do, that we're going to come together and ask for forgiveness. And all the people that believe in this thing, you watch what I tell you. You watch what's going to happen. And it's not to take anything away from the rest of the Israelites. They just ain't there yet. And they'll have to get there. But they got to see it. Some people got to see it to believe it. And he's going to use us to be the ones to show the rest of the people. This thing is real.
And they're going to watch
it. Exactly. And you know how I know it's real? Because Yah has, let me say something to you. Everything that we wanted to do, we have done. Everything that was in our heart to do for this event, the Most High has made a way for the money to be there for it to be done. And see, the way Yah work is, if this ain't something he wants you to do, you ain't doing it.
Absolutely.
You ain't going to do
Absolutely.
It. And I thought about it. I said, well, Yah, should we have some security there? Do we need security? And something drops in my mind like, no, I'm your security. You ain't got to. The angels will be there that day walking through the crowd. Them angels going to be right there looking like you and me.
Hallelujah.
Daring somebody to get wrong. You can get wrong if you want to. This going to be the one time you're going to see something because we're not under the curse no more. So the angels will be there. I'm your security. You don't need nobody to be your security. You ain't got to pay for no police officers to be there. My people going to be there. So all praises to the Most High, y'all. We ain't got to do that no more. The curse is over with. We ain't got to do that no more. We got a whole kingdom at our disposal now. Since all you got to do is ask. And if it's the right thing and, and it's within his will, you got it coming. Just wait on it.
The host of heaven is going to watch over
us. You better come on. I'm just.
He's our God, man. He didn't release us from this punishment to have us go through anything. He's trying to stop all this stuff from happening to us. And it actually depends on us. If we want the Almighty to come get us out this mess, we got to pray for it. We got to ask the Almighty. You understand? You freed us from this punishment. Help us get out this mess at your earliest convenience, Most High. You know what I'm saying? I know we found favor in thy sight because you didn't destroy all of us. Hallelujah.
That's right. The host of heaven will be there. The host of heaven is with you now. You just can't see it. They with you now. That's why you feel so free because they with you now. You just can't see it. You think they was with you before. They really with you. The whole host of heaven has been assigned to us, and we good.
That is correct.
Somebody can walk up on you if you want to. They're going to turn around and see something they ain't ready to see. Because, see, what they do is they walk in and out of our dimensions with no problem. They'll just be standing there. When the person try to come up on you, they'll be standing there, and they won't know where that person came from. Like, oh, scared the mess out of
them.
That is correct.
There was a prophecy that went forth in our group, and it said that they were saying that the Most High said that we need to start practicing our dietary law and stick with it and don't eat processed food because the Most High is trying to give us power. In order for us to have the strength and that power that he's getting ready to bestow on his people, we have to go by those guidelines strictly.
That's right.
Absolutely. I agree wholeheartedly.
I agree 100%. I try not to. I don't even. I got some canned goods in here and don't know how they came in here, but they in here and I don't even use them. I was just saying the other day, you need to get rid of that stuff. I don't even buy stuff that's already put together. I cook.
Yeah.
I don't buy nothing nobody else done cooks and package for me. You know why? Because it's full of salt. It's like they use the sodium to kill us.
That is correct. Absolutely correct. That's what's putting on all of this weight that we go on with. We're eating all of this salt, man. you know, sodium this and you know, and all the additives that they add to the foods. You understand?
Yeah.
You know, but the thing is with me is that it's got to be in our hearts, in our minds, to want to do something that's going to be beneficial to us. We got to have it in our hearts and in our minds. And when we have it in our hearts and our minds, the Almighty will guide us into the right in the right direction. But if we iffy, you understand? Now it ain't got nothing to work with.
Absolutely, no question. But you know, it's time for y'all to show up. Y'all been very quiet for a long time, and it's time for him to show up. And every time Israel was ready to go through something traumatic or something life changing, he showed up. Just like with Moshe, he showed up in the burning bush. Moshe, he showed up. He let him know. He showed up for Abraham. He showed up for Isaac. He showed up for Jacob. You know what I'm saying? We got ready to leave Egypt. He showed up. He showed up for Ezekiel when they were in captivity. He showed up for Isaiah. He spoke to Jeremiah. I mean, it's time for y'all to show up. And we got to get ready for the visitation because it's coming. And that ain't got nothing to do with the nations. That ain't got nothing to do with the judgment. Every time there's something for Israel to do and we getting ready to make a life-changing situation, the Most High always show up. And I'm praying. It's my prayer
Absolutely.
That he show up on September the 7th. Show up.
Hallelujah.
Show
Hallelujah.
Up. Every time something get ready to happen, he always show up.
That is correct.
Hallelujah.
So, you know, we excited about it. No, we're not going to stream the live. We will be taping it. We have already told the videographer, whatever you see supernatural, just keep on taping. We hope and pray
okay.
that you'll be able to keep on shooting and recording. You know what I'm saying? Because we waiting on y'all to show up because he can do it, and we know he can do it if he wants to. And I ain't talking about the sun glaring down on us to the point where it's blinding. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about where something supernatural happens where you know it defies all logic. When that bush was on fire, them leaves were still green and them branches were still brown.
Absolutely.
It was.
Absolutely.
You know? So we waiting on the Most High. Area code 631, your mic is open, you're on the air.
Hi, how's everyone doing? I don't know if you heard, I got a report on my phone that there were 10 earthquakes yesterday in different places.
It was earthquakes?
Yeah,
that's been happening a lot. That's been happening a lot.
All occurred yesterday. One in a certain section in Russia, a certain section in Brazil, two sections in Japan. And
wow.
It's not on all the major news feeds, but I did find a little bit of stuff in two different
lines. No, that's possible. Because, you know, when the earthquakes come through, you know, it's possible. They said they had that's an old one. But I don't see it. I'm looking on YouTube, but I don't see it anywhere. But they've been having them. You know, the one in California they've been having them. You know. They have truly been having them. But, you know, like I said, all we can do is trust y'all. We can't do nothing else, but all praises. But he said Jacob was going to be saved out of it, you know, so we just have to do what he say do. I can't wait to get there to go before him and go down on my knees and ask him to protect us and forgive us and to keep us safe and, you know what I'm saying, and to deliver us from this place. I can't wait.
Is this the time where we'll start having...
If you put an earthquake yesterday... It'll pull some stuff up for you.
No, I didn't hear nothing. What'd you say, sis?
Is this the time where we will be having more dreams and visions and supernatural?
Yep.
It is?
Yes,
yeah.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yep. Because you know why? Because Israel has to be the catalyst to be able to introduce Yah to the world. because the world don't know Yah. They don't. All the world knows is Christianity. They have spread this all over the world. The world don't know nothing about Yah. We have to be the one to tell them who he is and how he operates.
Absolutely.
They don't. We've lived our whole life not knowing who it was we thought we were serving. But we know now. All praises to the Most High Yah. We know now. Praise his name. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah.
Hallelujah.
No, he's a mighty
praise
Elohim.
Mighty.
And every time he comes through, they be like, man, what a dreadful God he is. Everybody's talking about how dreadful it is, you know, because it's a power. It's all power. You know, and it's like, no, honey, you're going to go somewhere and hide. It ain't no joke, you know. All praises. You know, so it's he is a wonder. You know, he is a wonder. He is. He is a wonder. He is a wonder. All I can say on the matter, he is a wonder. Waiting to see him. I want to see what it is. Woo! Because all through that whole Bible, he has only dealt with Israel. Only Israel.
Yeah.
What
you got?
You know, even when Nebuchadnezzar was having his dream, he had a dream, but he had to go get Israel for Israel to be able to tell him what the dream was all about. Same way with Samuel had a dream, but he had to go get Israel for Israel to tell him what the dream was all about. He had to go get him.
That is correct.
You know, and the thing is, this is really difficult for me. Because on the Sabbath, I usually watch a lot of religious programs. They're on YouTube and sometimes on Netflix, it depends. But they're so far from the mark because of the people that they have chosen to play the part that it's difficult to watch a white Joseph. It's difficult to watch a Caucasian Daniel. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just not the real, it's not real.
That is correct.
It's hard. It's really hard to watch it for me. It's hard to watch that because that's not real. And then people say, well, what's the difference between color? Everything. It makes all the difference in the world because that's true. And until you start telling the truth, all of it is from your perspective how the story went.
You are absolutely right.
Yeah, well, and now... Go ahead, sis. I'm sorry.
What if we made a movie about Abraham Lincoln and he was black?
Oh, they would have a fit. They would have a fit. Or George Washington and made George Washington black. Oh, they would have a fit. We'd be boycotting everything. We'd be all over the news. They would have a fit.
Yeah, you know, Ron Dalton, the guy that has the book out, Hebrews to Negroes, they're looking for a producer. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
They're getting ready to produce make a movie. I guess he got a documentary on his book, but they're gonna make a full blown movie. You understand?
Right.
And all the characters gonna be black folk. Hallelujah. Mm. There
I'll
shouldn't have no white folks in there at all if they tell the true story.
Right, right, absolutely. I don't know.
That's a brilliant brother, man, whether y'all know it, man. I'm talking about, man, he tells us, I mean, he gives us times, dates, and the genealogy of a lot of people.
Yeah, he is. He's very intelligent, very smart, very smart. You know. Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, man, you know, you got people there just trying to dispute him. You understand? They got this guy called Voltex Malone these are Christians here. You understand? And they talking about how. They trying to find holes in his story, and you understand, or they, you know, see, here's the thing here is that none of this stuff is going to have any any proof or truth to it, you understand, because it has to play all the way out. You understand what I'm saying? Because these guys is not going to tell us no truth. They're not going to do it. Mm-hmm. You understand? Mm-hmm. The truth has to reveal itself.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't no European in Africa during that time of Moshe or Joshua or during the time of the kings. You understand? Wasn't no European there. Period.
Mm-hmm. That's crucial. You know, but we getting there. We getting where we supposed to be.
According
we pray for those brothers.
Mm-hmm. Sister Jaina.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you cover your hair when you pray?
Yes, I do.
And we should do that, right?
I do.
Is that a tradition or is it written somewhere?
But I think that's just a tradition. I don't think it's written anywhere. You know, because
okay.
that goes into the New Testament where Paul says that a woman's head should be covered. And Paul don't make law. So let me tell you how I read the New Testament. I believe in those the books of the Gospels. I read those because those are the stories of Yahushua. I read the book of Acts. But when it comes to Paul's books, those are letters. And I read them as though they're letters. It's no different than me sitting down writing a letter to Brother Adonia saying, "Dear Brother Adonia, I set up a church, I set up a camp in Washington, D.C., and these are the people that are coming into the camp. Can you please make sure that they worship God diligently and keep his law, statutes, and his commandments?" That is exactly what those letters, those Pauline letters are. They're just letters.
Yeah.
So,
well,
I
don't knock anybody for doing and reading what they want to read. You understand? It's all my whole life understanding is that it's all gonna be revealed. Now, my view may change. It may change. I don't know. You understand? But we got to wait there and watch it all play out. And that doesn't mean that you must change your view. You have to wait till the Almighty bring forth all his understanding. And it's in the wilderness. That's when that's going to happen. Trust me. You understand?
Because he said
he's going to plead with the rebels. You understand? And purge out all the rebels from amongst us. You understand? I hope I'm not a rebel.
And you know what? That's why I said I read them for what they say. And Paul said that a woman's head should be covered. Paul also says many times that he is the apostle that's sent to the Gentiles. I do not believe that he's talking to Israel. Because there are things that he says in there that is a completely contradictory to what Yah's law says. I believe that he's talking, if at all, talking to those people of the other nations. I don't believe that those are Israelites that he's talking to, like the brothers say on the street corners. I don't believe that. So I keep it in perspective. And I'll give you one, for instance, a scripture that says, in the last days, that he says, let me pull it up because I want to be able to read it verbatim. It says, sons and daughters shall prophesy. Hold on, let me get it.
This says that in UOL. Good.
Right. Hold on, I'm pulling it up because I want to be able to read it. Hold on. All right, here we go. Sons and daughters shall prophesy. I'm going to put this to bed right here today because we got some issues going on with Israel. Yoel, it's Yoel chapter 2, verse 28. It says, "And afterwards I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions." So that means that a unity of male and female that are doing things for the Most High in the last days. And I'm going to pull it up on the regular scripture so I can read it to you. I want you to be able to listen to this and see this, how the Most High brought this in here. Chapter 2, Joel chapter 2, and let me put King James Version right here. And I'm going to take you to the scripture where we'll show you what he said and then go to what Paul said, because, see, Paul is talking supposedly to a whole nother people. So now either we're going to follow Paul or we're going to follow Yah, because he can't go against what Yah says. It says, and ye shall know that I'm in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Most High your Elohim, and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. And it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions. He said, I and also upon the servants and upon the man-made in those days will I pour out my spirit. And I will show wonders in heaven and in the earth, blood, fire, and pillars of smoke. He said, the sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon into blood before that great and terrible day of the Most High. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of Yah shall be delivered. He said, for in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Most High has said, and in the remnant of whom the Most High shall call. So that is what the Most High said. So there's going to be a unity of both male and female that's going to be doing things. And what does prophesy mean? It means teach.
There's a pause there. What's the problem?
I'm bringing you to Paul.
Huh?
I'm taking you to him. I'm getting the scripture right now.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
there was a pause. I didn't know. Go ahead.
Oh, no, you fine. We're going to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. We're going to do that one first. See, because you got to be able to put this mess in perspective. And this is what Israel does. They use the scriptures that are convenient for them to be able to say whatever they want to say. And that's just not going to work this time because we got too many people that are learned, people that are coming out of the church that knows the scripture. Yeah, everybody's not a novice in church, and they have to come to that conclusion. We go on to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, which Paul's creating a church in Corinth with Gentiles, and we're going all the way down. We're going to go all the way down to verse 34. It says, now we're going to go, now this is where they get this scripture. That's Paul's letters. Now these are letters that he wrote. 33. He says, for Yah is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. Let your women keep silent in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under the obedience, as also saith the law. And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home, for it is shame for a woman to speak in the church. Now, which one is it? Because somebody's lying, and I would prefer to believe that it ain't Yah. So Paul doesn't have a right to tell women they can't talk. This is how he sets up the churches where he is. So when you read this in perspective, you'll be able to keep it in perspective. And this is what they use, and this is what they have always used to subjugate women. When we was in the church and we thought we was Gentiles, this is what they used. And now we out of the church knowing that we Israel, and now they come up with this teaching, oh, they was really Israel, but they thought they was Gentiles. No.
Well, that's possible that they thought that they were Gentiles, because we got a lot of Hebrew Israelites that's in this society right now that think they're Gentiles. You understand? Because of the teaching.
But that's because they were told that they were Gentiles and we are under a captivity. These people knew who they were. They were just living in other countries, speaking other languages. They knew we all knew who we was back then. Paul tell you in a minute, I'm from the tribe of Benjamin. He tells you who he is. These people knew who they were. But if you don't study, it's just like the 400-year curse. If you don't study, they can tell you anything. They can tell you anything they want to tell you. These are letters that he sat down and wrote to the churches. And these people put it in the New Testament because it gave them a passageway in. That's exactly what it is. And it's exactly what it does. And, you know, and then he set up a five-fold ministry that nobody goes by. The church don't go by it, and the Israelites don't nobody go by that. These are letters that he set down and wrote. And he tells you that he has the authority by Yah to write a letter, and then we're supposed to follow it like it's the laws of Yah. And the only thing that we're supposed to follow is his laws, statutes, and his commandments. That's it. But we've been subjugated for so long that we believe it. We fall for the mess every time. Hold on. Area code 720, your mic is open. You're on the air.
I was just thinking about that. It does directly contradict your sons and daughters will prophesy with the, and then he says that the women should keep quiet in the church, and I had never thought of that. I just wanted to add that.
Absolutely it does. Of course it does, but that was his opinion, and he was dealing with the Gentiles. But Israel will tell you, oh, no, he wasn't talking to the Gentiles. He was talking to Israel. No, no, absolutely not. No, so many things. Even with the dietary law, it's contradictory because guess what he says? He said they only have to do one thing. They have to do four things. They have to abstain from meat without blood in it, and they have to avoid fornication, and it's a couple of other things that they have to do, and they're in right standing with Yah.
Who, the Gentiles?
I mean, but you have to be able to read Paul to understand what he is saying. Now, let me say this. I'll put it this way. I'm going to leave it alone. I believe that Paul was called for a specific job, and I think that he did his job very well. I'll say that. And I ain't going to touch that no more. I believe that Yah has used him for a specific job with the Gentile, and he did his job very well. I do. But if you know the New Testament, he gave Peter the keys.
Yep.
That's Peter. He gave it to Peter. He said, upon this rock, I'm going to build my church, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said.
So, you know, but like I said, I believe that he was called to do something. But, it's not what I think everybody thinks it was. And I believe that he did a very good job at what he was called to do. So, yes, women are supposed to have a voice. Yes, women are supposed to speak. Yes, women are supposed to have a say because we're supposed to do this together. We have to do this together. It's been lopsided for so long, and that's why we have the mess that we have, and we got these men out here teaching this crazy stuff, and you don't know who to believe. You don't know what to believe. Some people just off the wall with some stuff, and it's like, what? What? I heard this gay guy, no offense, no problem, but he was trying to justify homosexuality, and he said to his followers on YouTube that they didn't understand, but if they really read the scriptures, they would realize that Yahavashai had a homosexual relationship with one of his disciples.
Yah forbid.
He did. That's what he said. He did. That's what he said. And my eyebrows just raised up. I said, Lord, have mercy, what else?
What did he base that on? What scripture did he base that on?
He based it on the scripture where the disciples was asking Yahawashah, well, what about him? Is he going to stay alive for the resurrection? And he said, don't you worry about him, whatever I choose. But that really was a hurt. That was supposed to be hurt because that was Mary Magdalene that was there with him. But that's a whole other teaching. But that's what he based it on, that he had a homosexuality relationship with that man. So it's so much out there, and all I can tell you to do is when you stick to the word and you read the word accordingly, you will be just fine. You'll be just fine. Because I believe Paul when he said that Yah is not the author of confusion. He's not. He's not. Or Timothy's grandmother that said, raise or train a child up in the way that he should go, because when he's old, he won't depart from it. That was Timothy's grandmother that said that. But it don't mean that it's not feasible. It doesn't. So, I mean, you just have to understand and read the Bible accordingly, and you'll be just fine. But we have so misquoted so many scriptures saying what God said or Yah said. Yah ain't said none of that. He ain't said it. He laid the laws and the statutes and the commandments down in the Old Testament, and they've never changed. They've never changed.
Absolutely.
So when John says that
sin is the transgression of the law, we know that because we can go back in the Old Testament and pick out at least 100 scriptures that tells you that. So, I mean, you know, it's just you just have to read it in perspective. You do. You have to read it in perspective. So, you know, I believe in the whole thing. I read it in perspective. I do. You know, and when you compare Revelation and Daniel together, they go together. Yeah, they go fit like a glove.
Precept on precept, line upon line.
They do. They fit like a glove. So, I mean, you know what I'm saying? We just have to be able to understand what to read and how to read it, and you will be just fine. You be just fine. You know, but it's so much out there that gets you confused. It's so many crazy teachings out there. It's so many opinions out there. And it's like, well, you're going to have to pray about who it is you're going to listen to because you can't eat from every table or you'll be crazy. You will. You'll be cuckoo. You won't know what to do. Hold on, area code 540. I'm sorry, I didn't see you there, but you'll be crazy. 540, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yeah, you need that force multiplier, which is the Ruach of Yah.
Absolutely.
Because if you try to put it on and you do it, do the studying and reading on your own, you're right. You will get confused. Because the enemy is out there. He's trying, the battle is for the mind. So if he can confuse your mind, guess what? You're going to be choosing the wrong thing. So you have to have that force multiplier, which is his spirit.
Absolutely. And then, like I said, you go into reading the Dead Sea Scrolls and all them other books and try to make them fit. And, like, sometimes, you know, you run up stuff and you be like, this don't make sense. Just like the sis was saying about something about babies came out walking and talking before sin. It was like, no, that sin started in the garden before it was even any children. So that can't be true. So you have to be able to look at that stuff and be weary of these new books that they mysteriously found somewhere because, believe you me, they're going to try to bring anything up to keep us confused and keep us off kilter. Believe you me, they're going to do it. But we got way too much knowledge now. We weren't supposed to know this much stuff. We what? And know who we are and know who we are? No, we weren't supposed to know that. No, so I just say be careful. I just say be careful and pray about everything. If there's any questions at all, take it to Yah. You know, I mean, you can ask us and we'll try to do our best, but if it's a problem, take it to Yah. You know, because it's almost like there's a hatred against women. And it is, because that enmity started in the garden. It did. It started in the garden. And the Most High put it out there, you know. So, I don't know. It's just like one of the sisters texted me today and said, well, you know, you read, and this is a very good point that she brought out. She said, you know, you read in Exodus where the 70 elders went up on the mountain in 8 months with Yah. She said, but there's another scripture that said no man has seen his face and lived. I said, that's true. I said, but the scripture never said they saw his face. I said, but even if you want to switch up and go a little bit deeper, you know, she has come down on the earth and been many things because Jacob wrestled with him. I believe Jacob wrestled with him. So he can shapeshift or come down any form he wants to come down in. But when Moses wanted to see the rawness of who he was, he told him, you can't see that. I'm going to have to put my hand over you and let my glory pass by. But they were up there having lunch when they said they seen the Elohim of Israel. You know, so, I mean, you know, like I said, everything we don't know. And some things we're going to have to find out when we get there. But I can tell you this much, I knew I was in the elevator with something that wasn't from this earth. I knew it. You couldn't have told me different. I know better. I knew he wasn't from here. I knew he wasn't earthly born. I knew that. I knew I was in the elevator with somebody that had power to do some things because that whole conversation that we had it from 1 to 2. We was on the first floor and went to the second floor, and we had a long conversation. Time slowed down for that. And this was a black man.
What'd you guys talk about?
I'm just going to say this. I'm going to tell you the story one more time. I was on my way to the library, and it was raining. And the way the library is set up there is a street in between two buildings. And the building that I had to go into, I had to cross the street to get in. So I was sitting in my car waiting to get out of the car to go into the building. And when I looked across the street, and it was dark, it was getting dark, there was nobody on the street, but there was one man sitting on the wall. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I got to get out of the car, across the street. Ain't nobody out here. Ain't nobody out here but him. And he had his head down like he was looking into a phone. But he just had his head down. And when I got ready to get out of the car, when the rain slowed down, I got out. By the time I got to the middle of the street, he got up and went in the building. There was no security guard at the security desk. It was just me and him. And when I went in the building, he pushed the elevator button for the elevator to come down. And while I was standing there, I was just looking him up and down. He had on a khaki jacket. He had on some pants. And he had on, like, some boots, some steel-toe boots. And I was just looking at him, and his dress was real long. They were touching, almost touching his butt. And I was just looking at him and looking him up and down and standing there. And I leaned in to look at his face, and he had this smirk on his face, but he never looked at me. So when the elevator door opened, he went in first, and I went in. So I'm by the buttons, and he's on the other side. And I asked the question because I knew he wasn't from here. I said, what floor are you going to? He said, I'm going to two. I said, oh, I am too. I said, well, what are you going to do? And he said, play chess. And I was being sarcastic. I said, you know, I've never been able to play that game. I don't understand what it is and why it's hard for me. He said, why? I said, I just have never been able to get it. I said, he said, well, he said, what's that thing y'all use that everybody uses now? I said, thing? He said, yeah, what's that thing y'all use? I said, what? I said, a computer? He said, yeah, that. He said, you can play it on that. I said, you know what? I beat it one time. I said, and I was shocked. And he said something else, and I turned around and looked at him, and I said, oh, and he laughed. He said, uh-huh. He just started laughing. And I was like, oh, my God. You know, and I went to turn to try to bow because I was like, oh, Your Highness. And when I looked up at him, and he looked at me, he said, I'm going to tell you something. He said, you know what your problem is? I said, what? He said, you don't pay attention. He said, start paying attention. And the elevator door opened. He stood in front of me before the door opened. And I was looking, he was tall enough for me. Now, I'm 5'7". So my face was in his back, in the middle of his back. And I said, I promise you I'm going to pay attention from now on. And he got out of the elevator, and that was the last I seen of him. The last time. Last time I seen him. I know he wasn't from here. I know he wasn't. But that's an individual experience that I had that you can't make anybody else understand except you were there. It's many times right. that I have come in contact with beings that look like us. That many times. I don't talk about it. And it's a reason why, you know, I believe I do, but I won't tell that either. But I'm just saying it's a lot. Many times. That I come into contact with beings that look like you and me. I would say angels many times, you know, and I can identify them. I can know in certain situations sometimes, not all the time, but there's been many experiences. But I've always been that way as a girl, as a little girl. So I mean, it's not something, you know what I'm saying? That's why I said the people that are on this line, the Most High brought people on this line that have dealt with the supernatural. Everybody in Israel has never had an experience with the supernatural. They just have not. And most people on this line, I've noticed, that have had stuff from children. They've either had
Hallelujah.
An experience
Hallelujah.
Where they've seen stuff or they've had stuff. The Most High knows what he's doing when he brings people together. Most people do. You know, so that's just it in a nutshell. There's so much stuff I could say. You know, that sometimes my mom tells me, you better not tell nobody that. They're going to be scared of you. They're going to be scared of you. You better not say that. I'm like, okay, I won't. You better not. especially my grandma. She said, "You better not say that. They're going to be scared of you. There ain't nobody going to want to be around." You know, but hey, it is what it is. It is what it is. He puts all of us here for a reason. We have a job to do. Mm-hmm. So when they start talking that crazy stuff and the stuff don't start making sense, I just look at them like, you have no idea who you're dealing with. And they don't.
Mm-mm.
As far as they see supernatural is the chariots in the sky, I say you have no idea really what you're dealing with, because they come in and out of this dimension all the time. There are portals that they come in and out of this dimension with. And you know what? Jacob saw them. That's when he saw the ladder. And they were going up and down. He said, "I have seen the gate of God." You know what I'm saying? They were coming in and out from the kingdom dimension into this one. He said, and they going, "I seen angels ascending and descending." And that's what he said. They was reporting. Man, listen, they come in and out of this dimension all the time.
And now that we're off our punishment, I think we're going to see more of it.
Oh, you better believe it. You best believe you will. That's why the scripture said men's hearts is going to fail them for what their eyes is going to see. And it's going to shock us first for a minute, but when it's from the kingdom, we're going to know. The Most High let us know. He'll let us know. That's why I said those angels going to be there when we get to Washington, D.C. You watch what I tell you.
I have I've got two or three hawks that's been circling around my house, and they've been here for over a week. So I'm kind of, you know, as before I would have been suspect, but now it's like, you know, whatever's going to happen, the Most High is in the plan.
Hallelujah. And you know what, since I'm going to tell you something, they used to say all the time, and people say, "Oh, that's superstition." Let me tell you something. They used to say when the bird is in your house that there's death coming. When a bird mysteriously enters into your house and it's flying around and it's living, and then you know what, that has never failed. That has never failed, and I believe that the Most High will use the animal kingdom to do whatever he needs to do. And one year, I was in my house, my house completely closed up, and there was two birds. There was a bird sitting on one end of the curtain rod and one on the other end of the curtain rod. And that same year, two of my sisters lost their baby.
They did what?
They lost their baby.
Oh.
They were pregnant, and they lost their baby. So I believe that the Most High will use the animal kingdom. He'll do whatever he needs to do. I mean, look at Balaam's donkey. That donkey talked back. He said, "Why you keep on hitting me? Stop hitting me." He saw that swarm was out. That angel was getting ready to take him out. And the donkey was trying to save him. He said, "Stop hitting me. Why you keep hitting me with that stick?"
Wow. Well, I'm glad they're on the outside of the house. I'll say that. But I've not seen a hawk up close. So,
hallelujah. But, you know, we're going to be all right, because guess what? Whatever it is, y'all got it. You got it?
Yep.
Whatever it is. But he will use the animal kingdom to talk. He'll do that. He made that donkey talk.
Yeah.
He opened up the vocal cords to that animal. That animal had spoke the language of the man that he was riding on top of. The man was riding on top of him. He spoke the language. See, they ain't ready for me. I mean, because I could take you there for real. He spoke the language of the man that was riding on top of him and told him, "Stop hitting me. Don't hit me no more with that stick." Woo!
You know, during the 100 year, I blew my shofar in my back patio, backyard.
Uh-huh.
And after I blew it, you know, I'll say maybe 100 blackbirds flew on top of the power line just in back of my house. No one else's house.
Wow.
But only mine. They flew there and they stayed there. And then when I was blowing it, also I could hear the dogs in the neighborhood barking. Yes. And then afterwards when they flew off, after I get through, a storm hit and it started thundering.
See?
And I went out there and I started blowing it again. And it started thundering even louder. I mean, it poured rain. rain. People said they didn't know it was going to rain that day. It wasn't even predicted that it was.
Mm.
But it was, and then after that happened, the sun came out, and it was 7 o'clock at night. The sun.
Wow.
Bright, just like it was at noon.
Wow. Wow. That's all I can say is wow. Get ready, y'all, because we're going to see some stuff. Israel got power. We got some serious power. We just ain't, we haven't been, wait, you just wait until he unleashes it. Because everybody's going to be like, how y'all able to do that? Well, you know, you didn't believe that was going to you didn't believe that. So you go ahead and do what you got to do because you didn't even believe that. You know, Yeah, it's good. You just don't understand the power that he has. We don't know him. We really don't. We're getting to know him, but we don't know what we're dealing with for real. That he is the Elohim of the universe. Really. We don't know who he is. We don't know what we're dealing with for real. We really don't. We just got to, you know, we do the best we can to let y'all do whatever you need to do, but that is this. We listen. We getting ready to see some amazing things happen. That's all I can say. They're going to be amazing. You know, it's amazing. And people going to be scared. They're going to really be scared. But it's like, look, you got to do what you got to do. And you can't change him because he got to do what he said he's going to do. Mm-hmm. Oh, praise to the Most High, Yah. No. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah.
Hallelujah.
He just got, and now he ain't got to hide it from us no more. Now he don't have to put no restrictions. We have no restrictions. None at all anymore. Hold on. Let me open up the mic. Area code 214, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Thank you. I looked up the significance of hawk on Google, and it says the hawk symbolizes the ability to use intuition and higher vision in order to complete tasks or make important decisions. So it's actually consistent with what you were saying. when you're blowing that shofar and the birds are coming and the thunder is coming. Yes. So I really keep that in mind. I was thinking, you know, if this is what I'm supposed to do, if I'm supposed to hear from you, please help me to understand how it is that I'm supposed to hear from you. And because if they keep circling, and this is one of the things that it's indicative of, like, it got your attention. So that's one.
Yeah, it did. And they're still around. They haven't left.
So I wanted to say something else, and that was about talking about women. And I think it's really important. It's something that I've really been thinking about because I know we had to study about the Holy Spirit. We had the study about wisdom, and I really want to do a study about this Holy Spirit the same as wisdom, but I do know that wisdom is very much honored, you know, the Most High honors wisdom, and wisdom was there from the beginning, and one of the things that has been said is that Satan hates Israel, and by extension, he would hate wisdom, and he would hate the woman because she's female. And one of the things I looked up, I was thinking this is so significant because in the New Testament, it's talking about the one thing that you can do that will not be forgiven is grieving the Holy Spirit. So I'm thinking wisdom and the Holy Spirit are the same. That means you can do anything, but when you go against her, you've really done yourself a great disservice.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking at Ephesians 4:30 says, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. You're actually talking about your salvation. This is the one thing that will cut you off. So these people who have this animosity and this hatred almost of women, it's going to be hard to overcome. And you're thinking, the rebels, these people that are just going to be, you know, you think about beating somebody. But no, it can be this attitude that you have where you are absolutely unwilling to recognize the significance of women when the Most High has said, wisdom is the one that I give preference to above all else, because if you grieve wisdom, you cannot be forgiven. My God, this is really this is significant. So I'm not going to study that I want to study, but I'm thinking, boy, there is something here, and it's no joke.
Yes, ma'am. You're absolutely correct. You are absolutely correct. No questions about that.
You are absolutely correct. Yes, indeed. Hallelujah. And I wanted to say something to you all, too. All of you all that are still looking for something to wear, I am online, and Amazon has a lot of 100% long dresses on. They have all kind of stuff on here. You might want to go on here and start looking. And I'm going to call and make sure that it's 100% fabric because it says linen dress, but we sometimes they don't have, it's not 100%. But please, I'm checking on here now. But you're absolutely right, sis. It is absolutely the truth. And you know it's something wrong because there's so much of it out there against women. It's like, what is going on? You know?
Yeah, I've been thinking about it. And as I said, it's something that I truly want to study because I said, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, this is really serious.
Mm-hmm.
It's very serious. It's the one thing that you can't be forgiven for.
Yep, that's true.
Grieving the Holy Spirit. Like,
that's
wow.
Right. That is the one thing you can't be forgiven for is the grieving ruach, because it's the female part of the Yah that you got to make sure, you know, for real.
Like you can do anything else. I mean, anything else, but that really, really, really speaks to the importance of understanding her relationship. And as I said, I don't know exactly, you know, if the Holy Spirit is indeed the Ruach, that's the study that I want to do. That's the next study that I'd like to undertake. But if, in fact, the Ruach is the Holy Spirit, boy, the significance of that is just unbelievable.
Yeah. No question. It's powerful. It is really powerful. We have come a long way, and we can really see some amazing things. That's why I'll make enemies in Israel. I'll make enemies in Israel because all of us is trying to find our way. But the one thing about it, one thing I know is that Yah is eventually going to put something in place, and he's going to set it in place. And once he does it, no man will be able to change it. They just won't be able to change it.
That's true.
So we just do what we have to do and make the best of it. And all praises to the Most High Yah, and do what we need to do and go from there. You know, we just have to trust that he's in control and he knows what he's doing. You know, we don't have to argue about anything because eventually it's going to all come out anyway. It's going to come out.
You know, my mom used to tell us something, and it's true. I don't have a heaven or hell for anyone to go to.
Nope.
I'm not trying to convince anybody of anything. And I don't want to be responsible for their decisions either. No.
Nope. Not at all. Not at all. But you know what? We're on our way out of here. And like Brother Donnie, I said, when we get to where we're going, all will be revealed. All will be made known. There won't be no misunderstandings at all whatsoever as to what we need to do. None. All will be revealed. It really will be. I'll praise it to the Most High Yah. We've come a long way, and we completed that curse, and that's all we needed to do, for real, was to make that a possibility, and we did it. The Most High fixed it. Well, we did it. We did it. You know, all praises to the Most High Yah. We thank Yah for all the things that he has done, for he does all things well. And all the naysayers, this is the time that he uses it. This is the time that he's listening. And, you know, it's just it's a miracle. It's amazing. It's a miracle what he's doing, but he's making it work.
It's true. You know, one
I'm
of the
excited.
Things I think about, he spoke the world into existence. Words have power. They are a creative force. And so I learned a somewhat bitter lesson, and I'm thinking, never again do I want to speak something that I don't want to manifest.
That's right. And they still talking, you know, and all you can do is let them talk. Because there's nothing else you can do but let them talk. Ooh, it's going to be ugly. It's going to be an ugly situation. But, you know, everybody is created for such a time as this to do what they do. You know, and as many times that we have gone over it, as many times that we have taught it, whether it's taught by a female or taught by a male, It has been laid out on the table to express that this is the 400 years that we're supposed to be in. Now, and we have laid it out and explained it and did everything we need to do, but it's still people out there that's disputing it. So they are not supposed to be a part of what we're doing. And we have to come to that conclusion. We love them. All praises to the Most High Yah. But that's not their journey or their assignment. But it's our assignment, and we're finishing our assignment.
Absolutely.
You know, everybody has an assignment to do. You know what I'm saying? They're not supposed to see it because they don't see it. And we can't make them see it. It's just like knowing you, Israel. Everybody don't know that, and they can't see that. Even though we can see it, they can't see it. You know.
That is correct.
So we just have
remember
to do what
the time,
supposed to do.
Remember the time of Esther. All of that had to happen for our growth and development to reach this stage right here. That had to happen.
It did. It certainly did. So
that was part of the Almighty's plan. See, all of those stories are kind of connected here that we read in the book. In the Almighty's Word. They kind of connect, man, here to get us to this point right here that we're in. We're in a stage now, and I think Sister Yaina hit on it earlier, you understand, is that it's our job and our duty to bring out the Word, to let the Word be heard, you understand?
Yeah.
To give people an opportunity to make a conscious and informed decision. That's where we at now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All praises to the Most High, yeah. So we just let them do it. Brother Rashlam, don't get upset. They're just not supposed to see it. And they're supposed to be out there teaching what they're teaching, even though we know it's not correct. They're supposed to be doing what they're doing because somebody has to be stable to the point where you said, no, that ain't it. And it's going to be some people that's going to be led astray. They're going to be like, no, that ain't it. Some people are going to listen to them and say, no, that ain't true. It's already happened. So the Most High put enough information out there in the horizon for you to make a choice as to what you think. He has.
Absolutely.
He has. He even let the nation that we're in decide that we've been here for 400 years. So and turn it into a law. So I don't know what else you need. And then I've seen people say, Trump wasn't the one guy to sign it. He's the right man for the job to sign. But if you listen to them, you'll be on your own. All right, well, guess what, everybody? It's time for me to say goodnight. I got to get ready for work tomorrow. Unfortunately, we still got to go to work. And until y'all say we don't have to no more, I got to be there. So I want to say to everyone, I am so excited for what's happening next. I am waiting on Yah to manifest himself and his power. I look so forward to meeting you all. We got 2 weekends left, and in 2 weeks from now, we will be in Washington, D.C. I am so excited about all of that. If anyone needs to reach me for anything concerning that trip, please let us know. Those people that are parking, we want you to give us a call, too, so we can work that out with you all that are driving. Shalom, shalom. We're going to have that taken care of. We're going to try to work something out for you so that you don't have to incur all the costs. Send me an email at the Yehuda Project. Everyone else, if you're not able to make it, we will have the prayer ready for you all. Now, you know that on the Sunday of the 9th or the 8th, we will not be having a radio show. We will not be having a class on that Saturday. So I want you guys to know that on the 7th, we will not have a class. We will not have a radio show on the 8th, but we will be in prayer. And all of you all that are wanting to know what we're going to be praying and how we're going to be praying, we're going to announce all of that this week. So we got one more weekend. So by this time next week, we'll be on this radio show. You all should have the information as to what we're going to be praying, what time we're going to be praying, and all that good stuff. So on that note, you all enjoy the rest of your first day of the week, and we will see you guys on Tuesday night at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Shalom, shalom, everyone.
Shalom.
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 Baby.